Hi, I'm David M. Green, and for the last 9 months, I was a panel operator at Melbourne Talk Radio, MTR 1377. Obviously, they're no longer broadcasting, which is a shame, I think, because I think the Melbourne market can sustain another commercial talkback station. I worked at MTR from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday to Friday, with a short break for lunch on occasion, and you know, that's been my life, pretty much, for the last 6 months, certainly, when I went full-time. And, you know, I'm really going to miss those people. There are, you know, a dozen or so people who I would see every day, and I'm not going to have that anymore. You know, we're all going to go our separate ways. You probably never heard me on air. I have been on air on MTR. I worked in the newsroom for about a week, but certainly not as a panel operator. Although I do think I made my presence felt through the panel, if you will. But hey, I'll let you be the judge of that. So won't you please enjoy this little package I put together of some of my more memorable moments on the buttons at MTR.
You're listening to Saturday Night with Mark Levy and Susie Ellerman on MTR 1377.
Yes, and we're with you right through until midnight. 131873 is the open line number. You can click on to mtr1377.com.au. Just click
I'm
on the feedback
girl.
Icon. Why are you so lucky?
Because I've had a handsome builder. I've got a handsome panel operator, handsome co-host.
Good head for radio in my case.
No. But David's good looking, isn't he?
Yes, we do love David. But not on the good looking stakes from my part anymore.
Oh, no, that's wrong. Now, I disagree.
It's a very special night for us too here at Melbourne Talk Radio 1377 because effective tonight the new dress code for panel operators comes into play. And it's going to be interesting to see whether it's accepted here across the board, but it's just standard practice to wear a double-breasted white or slightly cream or something off white jacket instead of what some of them have been wearing, which is T-shirts and, you know, sort of skivvies and things and those shoes. Pretty scrappy. Anyway, we're going to go right through the whole staffing setup here at MTR and just implement this clothing policy, and just those that want to play will play, and those that don't, I guess they just won't be here after that.
You've won a double pass to see Grammy award-winning rock group Yes. Hit it, David. Very, very, very nice work, David. Not that you're responsible for the actual music itself. You just pressed a, you know, a play button. But nevertheless, nice work.
What about Tony Martin and Mick Malloy?
Yeah. It's time for them two to make up, isn't it? Dave Green, our panel operator, loves his sound effects.
Do you know that the taxi drivers should change their whole name of what they're doing to the carbon taxis?
Oh, thank you, David. The carbon taxis.
I'm amazed that David's actually got that on
standby. He's got one. He's the only bloke I know. I said, get a couple of... David, I warned you.
Steve, you know what I want for Christmas? I want the airport bust. That's what I want, really.
Okay, one little...
David.
He had a cocoon before, ching, and now he's got a Boeing. What else have you got on that thing? travel very warily, young David. What was the, you know, the hi-hat, cha-chung, you know, like the... Yeah, never use that. Ever use that. You'll be history, my friend. You will be history. Little article I saw yesterday. Did you see this one? About designer lipsticks. Oh, no. Is that you, David? Did you make that sound effect? Was that actually you, or did you... You did, didn't you? He did. That is you, David.
He's got the best lips in radio.
Let's hear it again. Let me assess whether that's David. It's David.
Yeah, that's definitely him.
Certainly. I remember that sound from last night. Sorry.
You're listening to The Steve Vizard Show on Melbourne Talk Radio, MTR 1377.
Copy of Love Never Dies. This is the DVD.
you get vision with this as well.
That's right. Now, that's David
not just
singing.
The audio.
That's David singing. I can't go to the details, but does the word castrato mean anything to you? Phenomenal work.
It's great that David can take can an orchestra that. Around with him as
he
well.
Does. He's got the Melbourne Talk Radio Orchestra in the background there.
I would
there.
Love to have an orchestra follow me around.
Wouldn't it be fantastic?
Because when I said something dramatic, it could go dun-dun-dun-dun-dun or something
or,
like that.
Or you do a joke and you get the percussionist. Yeah. And it's 13 minutes past midday, or as Alan Joyce would have it, it's 13 minutes past midday. She began as a... I like that music. Keep that going, David. That's good. That's the old IMT theme. And nice work, young David. He's done a very good job there. Andrew, he's done a good job,
young David.
Oh, I'll
tell you what, he's great. He's a great panel operator.
He's doing extremely well, and he's as quick as a wink.
Although I like to say engineer, Steve, and that's what we used to call people.
I know, he's before. More than an engineer.
Engineer
I can see
is
him
good.
On this new planet, Kepler. Kepler, I can see him starting in
Kepler 22B.
Basically just sending him there in some sort of engineering / breeding capacity. Wild horses could not drive me away. Oh, nice, Dave. A bit of horse-related music. Very. Oh, he's done it again. He's done it again, Andrew. Good one.
The horses are on the track.
And David's done it again with some horse-racing music. It's 22 minutes past midday, Melbourne Talk Radio on Cup Day.
Because wild horses.
He's done it again, David. He's got the wild horses. He's looked up every horse-related piece of music ever written. And genius. Genius piece of programming there from David.
Oh, it's Brian Cadd's birthday.
Brian Cadd, the Caddmeister.
He has got hit after hit after hit. He has, his stuff...
Pick one. So it's the name one.
Little Ray of Sunshine.
Good, good, good. Hey, David, can we get... Do something. Get up that. A little
ray of sunshine. Great song.
Oh, good song.
He's turned 65 today. Oh, we got a little medley.
Oh, David. He's good. I thought John Farnham sang that song.
See, again. Rolled gold. Happy birthday, Brian.
In relation to Gen Y in the workplace, they're flighty, they're risk takers. Is this you, David? Flighty, risk takers. And demand more of the employer than a good salary. You wouldn't go backwards to a job at $80,000, David, would you? Yeah, crazy. Why would you give this job away and drop 30 grand straight off the top?
Nice work, David. Excellent.
He's got a beautiful voice.
He's got a beautiful voice. Beautiful years voice. Of training. He panels and he sings on the side.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
He can juggle as well.
Can he?
Yeah, and he's pretty lucky at cards.
He's an all-rounder.
With all of this new communication wizardry, you know, even when we're sitting in meetings, we do it. I've got to the stage where I'm leaving my phone out now. If I go to a meeting, I leave it in the car or I leave it in the office. Because I find that if it's not with me, then there's absolutely no temptation. I think that's a good thing. David, put your phone down.
David, I love Frank Sinatra. Is there any Frank? Just please.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Okay, no reason. I just felt like doing that. We've had your moss. We've had your crickets. Mm. Oh, David, you've done it again.
He's recorded the audience response at one of my gigs.
You can't get the politicians, but you can bring up crickets. You're at it. Oh,
no.
You've done it. Oh, no.
No.
Most people get a home brew kit. They make one batch and then they never do it again. Yeah. But we stuck with it long enough to get a bit curious and call ourselves connoisseurs, which I think means we drink enough
you actually...
to make more beer.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, that's David pouring. That's David's special effects. Nice work, David. Never do that again. in the middle of an interview. Never.
The other one that I was thinking of doing, because Dolly Parton was heading to town, and I, at my 40th birthday, and Princess Mary did see this, I did 9 to 5. And I got up there and belted that out, and I know all the words, so...
Oh, nice work, David. Getting by. You can sing. Taking and no giving. You can sing.
Use your mind.
You're good.
I don't know about that.
Hang on, it's not too late, darl. It's on tomorrow night. I'm sure they can get the arrangement out. A collection of iconic love anthems from artists like Kiss, Lionel Richie, Air Supply, and heaps others. Jeez, David. You've been playing this on the car, in the car on the way in, haven't you? Bit of, is this Air Supply? Oh, yeah. Just playing it to yourself. give us a bit of Christina Aguilera singing a Christmas song. For example, I said.
See, this guy is amazing.
I know, he's good.
I know. Do you know what? He'll be out of here soon.
I know.
Because someone will go, hey,
you reckon?
David.
I think, well, he was heading out there till he did the...
What, the...
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I think he headed back into there.
Again, that one. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.